good plan for when you get out?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a good plan for when you get out?
Yes, whatever the state is providing as far as plans, as far as anything going, you know, they're setting up plans and you know, basically, jobs aren't going to be a thing for me because, you know, I'm not going to lie and tell them, no, I ain't never been to jail or anything like that. And ain't nobody hiring ex-convicts and ex-felons, you know. It's something that I got to play by ear, you know. Although I have a home and a roof over my head, I got to go with the money that I got saved up in here right now, go and buy me clothes. I need to start all over again. There's nothing out there for me materialistically to do anything, you know. I gotta start afresh and balance myself and, you know, balance my funds and, you know, stay away from folks that can't consume their alcohol in the right frame of mind and, you know, drinking and drugging, all that, you know. The test for me and the instrument, many years that I have been without narcotics in my system, it took at least 7 years before my mind got out of that top case. And, you know, having that going on and having them dreams and things of what to do. No, I don't have no real immediate plan stepping out as far as for me. You know, I am going to get involved in the prison reform that they have going on, and that Debbie and David goes to the legislative in Olympia, and she goes and bats, and he goes and bats for the people that's incarcerated. And they got a group that challenges each and every one of us to do our little part to sponsor out an inmate, and, you know, and just, you know, sort of guide them and let them know that things it's okay, you know, but yeah, I gotta do my part, and my part hasn't came yet, so it's getting there, but, you know, as far as family, all I have is what I have, you know, my daughter, my grandkids, you know, my immediate family, you, Regina, and Vince, and it's like, I can't get in touch with you all unless I make the initiation to do it. But, you know, I still love my family, but there's just things that we are different on, and, you know, I got to come out and reestablish myself for me, you know. So much for just my family, it's me. I got to reestablish myself and, you know, knock off whatever's bothering me and be able to speak up like I have been for, you know, the last few years. That, you know, hey, you can only care for those who care for you, you know. I just, you know, be gifted with friends in my life. There's another lady named Miss Carla, and she writes books and things like that, stories and things. She's talking about helping me get something going as my biography and, you know, sit down. Have I ever sat down and tried to tell anybody my story of incarceration as well as my lifespan and where I was as a kid coming up when I was stealing shoes and things for the household, when mom was working two jobs, I was out there stealing and robbing and doing little petty theft that kids do that's not being controlled. And, you know, it's just,
yeah,
she's really good. She writes storybooks and history books and things like that. And,
what I'd like to do, man, is get connected with your network, the people that are supporting you before you get out, so we can put a collaborative plan together. And the commitment I'll make to you, man, is I will write more, because I want to make sure that I have that your card is all up. I still thought that I had money on the card for you to call me, and the JPay is cool too. I said the JPay should be still cool, but what's the I always accept your calls, man, when I can, brother. I'll always do that.
I just been calling on with Deborah and then puts on my phone every month. She's got it where they just automatically take $30 of her and put it on the phone, on the phone account, you know, and she keeps me being able to not only to be in contact with her and David, but to be able to contact family and, you know, grandchildren, you know, and just, you know, they've been an outright blessing, man. I could never repay back what the people have done for me. Never. I can't even begin to even fathom, you know, for 14 years, that's what it's going to be by the time I get out. For 14 years, they have kept me with, you know, just mental health, you know, the help of finances and seeing that I made sure I can get toiletries and things like that. I get $55 a month, and I've learned to manage myself on that. No, I'm okay. Thank you. No, I'm cool. No. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, it's just that I know and realize that it's going to be a challenge, you know. The guy that was involved with me, he's in my cell now. You know, his cellmate. Our mothers passed away, right? 2 days about one another. You know, mom passed away on the 18th, and his mom passed away on the 19th. And, you know, it's just something that I hold and I cherish, you know. And I guess the family issued out the veils of mom's ashes. I guess everybody got one. At least that's what I was told. And it's a whole new lifestyle that I'm getting ready to walk out into.
Well, I have hers for you. I have your vow here at the house.
Okay.
Now, you didn't think I'd forget about you, bro. Come on, man. Stop it.
Who?
Me. I wouldn't forget about you, man. I got you.
Yeah. Man, it's just been years, right, guys? You know, I'm not saying that you got me or you don't got me. You know, it's just like I've come to a point where, you know, even I tell staff, you know, my life is going to be based on my actions. It's not the conversation that we have. It's not the words that we pick and choose to use to try to make yourself look better than anybody else. No, I'm just a 61-year-old man that's got a 10th grade attitude. And, you know, I never finished school, but I learned from hard knocks through the streets and through the in and out of institutions. And it's ironic that I'm back in the same very place that my lockup sanctions began. I'm in the same institution that I got out of and on a probation in King County was at the gate, picked me up for the robbery I'm in here with now and all that, you know, and then turn around and come back and they take me in to put a charge on me, molesting charge on me with some girl. I can't live with that, you know, and I'm not about to accept and lay down and let you guys take me anyway. I had a very good lawyer that kept, you know, the family involved and informed. You know, my lawyer had your number and he had Deborah's and David's number up in Lamiano and kept them informed as well as you. I take it as to what was going on with the case of mine, you know, and my lawyer just let me know, you know. And he was good, you know. I want to take him out and treat him to lunch if he's still in the system. He might have went into his own business. It's been that while, you know. It's only been like 5 years now that I did have him, and you know, this time just passing by. You know, I just, you know, feel like somewhere along the line I stand alone, and I got to stand up with the best of my strength that God has given me to have, and continue to just marinate in everything that I'm learning and taking in. That's just like, you know, the freedom of slavery, black men and women that were enslaved, you know, I didn't know that. I didn't know that we had won the whole Civil War for the white man and all that. It didn't even dawn on me. I had no knowledge of it until the other day when I was sitting down watching it. And then tomorrow night, there's a movie coming on called Selma, and I'm going to watch that, you know, when Martin Luther King and them walked over the bridge. And
yeah, that's a good movie.
Huh?
That's a good movie.
Yeah, you know, I'm you know, me and my fella, you know, said, yeah, we're going to sit down and watch that. That's us. You know, that movie's about us, the movement, and being able to stand strong. And black people are the most feared people. I don't know why they're fearful of us, but they're feared, you know.
It's just the power, man. It's the power and the intellect and the centuries of just being a dominant species, man. That's what it is. So, Mike, I'm asking you a question. So, do you have a good plan for when you get out?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a good plan for when you get out?
Just whatever the state is providing as far as plans, as far as anything going, you know, they're setting up my SSI, and, you know, basically, jobs aren't going to be a thing for me, because, you know, I'm not going to lie and tell them, no, I ain't never been to jail or anything like that, and ain't nobody hiring ex-convicts and ex-felons, you know, it's something that I gotta play by ear, you know. Although I have a home and a roof over my head, I gotta go with the money that I got saved up in here right now, go and buy me clothes. I need to start all over again. There's nothing out there for me materialistically to do anything, you know. I gotta start afresh and balance myself, and, you know, balance my funds, and, you know, stay away from folks that can't consume their alcohol in the right frame of mind, and, you know, drinking and drugging, all that, you know. The test for me and the many years that I have been without narcotics in my system, it took at least 7 years before my mind got out of that top case, and, you know, having that going on and having them dreams and things of what to do. No, I don't have no real immediate plan stepping out as far as for me. You know, I am going to get involved in the prison reform that they have going on, and that Debbie and David goes to the legislative in Olympia, and she goes and bats, and he goes and bats for the people that's incarcerated. And they got a group that challenges each and every one of us to do our little part to sponsor out an inmate, and, you know, and just, you know, sort of guide them and let them know that things are okay, you know. But yeah, I got to do my part, and my part hasn't came yet, so it's getting there. It's getting there, but, you know, as far as family, all I have is what I have, you know, my daughter, my great-grandkids, you know, my immediate family, you, Regina, and Vince, and it's like, I can't get in touch with you all unless I make the initiation to do it. But, you know, I still love my family, but there's just things that we are different on, and, you know, I gotta come out and reestablish myself for me, you know.
It's not
so much for just my family, it's me. I gotta reestablish myself and, you know, knock off whatever's bothering me and be able to speak up like I have been for, you know, the last few years. That, you know, hey, you know, you can only care for those who care for you, you know. I just, you know, gifted with friends in my life. There's another lady named Miss Carla, and she writes books and things like that, stories and things. She's talking about helping me get something going as my biography, and, you know, sit down. Have I ever sat down and try to tell anybody my story of incarceration as well as my lifespan and where I was as a kid coming up when I was stealing shoes and things for the household. When mom was working two jobs, I was out just stealing and robbing and doing little petty theft that kids do that's not being controlled. And, you know, it's just...
Yeah,
she's really good. She writes storybooks and mystery books and things like that.
What I'd like to do, man, is get connected with your network, the people that are supporting you before you get out, so we can put a collaborative plan together. And the commitment I'll make to you, man, is I will write more, because I want to make sure that I have that your card is all up. I still thought that I had money on the card for you to call me, and the JPay is cool too. I said the JPay should be still cool, but what's the I always accept your calls, man, when I can, brother. I'll always do that.
I've been calling on with Deborah and then puts on my phone every month. She's got it where they just automatically take $30 of her and put it on the phone, account, you know, and she keeps me being able to not only to be in contact with her and David, but to be able to contact family and, you know, grandchildren, you know, they've been an outright blessing, man. I could never repay back what the people have done for me. Never. I can't even begin to even fathom, you know, for 14 years, that's what it's going to be by the time I get out. For 14 years, they have kept me with, you know, just mental health, you know, the help of finances and seeing that I made sure I can get toiletries and things like that. I get $55 a month, and I've learned to manage myself on that. It's just that I know and realize that it's gonna be a challenge, you know. The guy that was involved with me, he's in my cell now, you know, his cellmate. Our mothers passed away, right, 2 days about one another. You know, mom passed away on the 18th, and his mom passed away on the 19th. And, you know, it's just something that I hold and I cherish, you know. And I guess the family issued out the veils of mom's ashes. I guess everybody got one. At least that's what I was told. And it's a whole new lifestyle that I'm getting ready to walk out into.
Well, I have hers for you. I have your veil here at the house.
Okay.
Now, you didn't think I'd forget about you, bro. Come on, man. Stop it.
Who?
Me. I wouldn't forget about you, man. I got you.
Yeah. Man, it's just been years, right, guys? You know, I'm not saying that you got me or you don't got me. You know, it's just like I've come to a point where, you know, even I tell staff, you know, my life is going to be based on my actions. It's not the conversation that we have. It's not the words that we pick and choose to use to try to make yourself look better than anybody else. No, I'm just a 61-year-old man that's got a 10th grade attitude. And, you know, I never finished school, but I learned from hard knocks through the streets and through the in and out of institutions. And it's ironic that I'm back in the same very place that my lockup sanctions began. I'm in the same institution that I got out of and on a probation in King County when that became picked me up for the robbery I'm in here with now and all that. You know, and then to turn around and come back and they take me in to put a charge on me, a that same charge on me, but some girl, I can't live with that, you know, and I'm not about to accept and lay down and let you guys take me anyway. I had a very good lawyer that kept, you know, the family involved and informed. You know, my lawyer had your number, and he had Deborah's and David's number up in Lamiano, and kept them informed as well as you, I take it, as to what was going on with the case of mine, you know, and my lawyer just let me know, you know, and he was good, you know. I want to take him out and treat him to lunch if he's still in the system, and, because he might have went into his own business. It's been that while, you know, it's only been like 5 years now that I did have him. And, you know, putting, you know, this time just passing by, you know. I just, you know, feel like somewhere along the line I stand alone, and I got to stand up with the best of my strength that God has given me to have, and continue to just marinate in everything that I'm learning and taking in. That's just like, you know, the freedom of slavery, black men and women that were enslaved, you know. I didn't know that. I didn't know that we had won the whole Civil War for the white man and all that. It didn't even dawn on me. I had no knowledge of it until the other day when I was sitting down watching it. And then tomorrow night, there's a movie coming on called Selma, and I'm going to watch that, you know, when Martin Luther King and them walked over the bridge. And
yeah, that's a good movie.
Huh?
That's a good movie.
Yeah. You know, I'm, you know, me and my fella, you know, said, yeah, we're gonna sit down and watch that. That's us. You know, that movie's about us, the movement, and being able to stand strong. And black people are the most feared people. I don't know why they're fearful of us, but they're feared, you know.
It's just the power, man. It's the power and the intellect and the centuries of just being a dominant species, man. That's what it is. So, Mike, I'm asking you a question. Mike!